USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anything can happen, but I wouldn't say inevitable at all. No, I wouldn't say. We've done a good job by doing it and combating it so early. We have the best people in the world, and I think we're getting a lot of credit for having made that early move. So, no, I don't think that's inevitable at all.
President Trump speaking at the White House when asked about if it was inevitable that the coronavirus would make its way across the United States. Voting continues on this Super Tuesday in more than a dozen states, such as California, Texas, North Carolina, and Virginia. The main two candidates include former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. A down day as the Dow lost 786 points to finish at 25,917. The NASDAQ was down 268 points, and the S&P dropped 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump set to visit Tennessee on Friday after tornadoes ripped through the state early this morning, leaving at least 21 people dead. The president says the federal government is here to help.
Get there and we will recover and we will rebuild and we will help them. And condolences, tough situation. Such bad news when you see that.
NASA is hiring. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
NASA is now accepting applications for future astronaut positions. It's the first time in over 4 years that NASA has advertised for applicants, and they say they're now looking for talented people to join them in what they call a new era of human exploration. Applications will be accepted till the end of this month.
A judge in Connecticut has dropped the murder charges against the late Fotis Doulos. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on some of the things happening on this Super Tuesday on the Democratic side of the aisle, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Big-name Democrats who've dropped out of the race, backing Joe Biden ahead of Super Tuesday. Amy Klobuchar calling it quits, and over the weekend, billionaire businessman Tim Steyer and Mayor Pete dropping out. All three now backing the former vice president.
I talked to Mayor Pete and to Amy Klobuchar.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg campaigning in Virginia, wishing them all well as he gears up for Super Tuesday.
And I wish them all the best, and I felt sorry for them, but I'm in it to win it.
Bloomberg senior national campaign advisor Sabrina Singh telling Fox News,
I really believe that Mike has a path here.
Turning back to one of our other top stories, Tennessee officials are urging Nashville area residents to stay off the roads if possible as crews respond to the damage from this morning's tornadoes. Nashville Mayor John Cooper says last night was a reminder of just how fragile life is.
At any moment, an event can show up and make us all too painfully aware of this. This morning's tornado devastated our community.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has one request for Tennesseans.
I encourage all of you to pray for the families across our state that are facing tragedy right now and that are dealing with heartache and hardship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.